D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend ESPN football analyst Trevor Maddich, who is brought to you by Houston Clinic Orthopedics, when experience matters. Hi, Trevor. How are you?
Hey, Adam. How are you doing? You must be a tired dad.
I absolutely am. I'm doing the best I can. This helps. This helps bring up the energy. I'll probably crash as soon as the show is over. But I'm okay right now. So before you came on, Trevor, we were talking about Reuben Bain. And in the lead up to the NFL Draft Combine, I was teasing people who were making a big deal out of Reuben Bain's short arms. I thought it was sort of a silly thing to get hung up on. But then I started doing my research, and I found that edge rushers with sub 31-inch arms do not make significant impacts in the NFL. So I'm a little concerned about the idea that the Titans could draft Bain with the number 4 overall pick. How much, if at all, do you think Bain's stock dropped as a result of A, his short arms, and B, the fact that he did not test at the combine last week?
You know, relative to the Titans at number 4, I think it's a very good chance, Adam, that he will drop. You talk about sub 31 inches, and it's 30 7/8. So he's an eighth of an inch shy. Maybe if he had stretched a little more that morning, you know, he would have gotten to 31. But the thing is, his film in college was phenomenal. You never would have guessed that he had, quote-unquote, short arms. He put all kinds of pass rush moves on some very good offensive tackles on both sides of the ball at the highest levels of college football play. And you would think that that would carry to the NFL, but you're right that in the NFL, when you've got these big, massive tackles with 34-inch arms instead of 31-inch arms, which is what we're talking about here, it matters because the tackle can strike Bain before he can strike them. The only thing he can do is reach for those hands, but that's what he does so well. You've got long arms, that's fine, but you've got to get your arms onto his torso. And while they're on the way in, his hands on the end of his short arms can snatch your wrists away, can swat your arms away. So he compensates for short arms because of that. Remember this, though, when it comes to the Titans at number 4. The first priority of any GM in the draft, they won't admit this, but this is it, is to not draft a guy that will get them, the GM, fired. Now, if you draft a guy at number 4, he doesn't work out, well, that happens once in a while. But if you draft a guy at number 4 that has traits that historically don't work out, or you took a flyer on the guy and he doesn't work out, it's more likely to reflect poorly on your job if other things pile up as well. And so I know Robert Saleh has talked about how he likes long-armed, long players. And so Reuben Bain for the Titans at number 4, you know, might, even though I think he'll be a very good NFL player, might not be their choice.
There's that meme, I know Derek probably knows which one I'm talking about, of Shaq saying, "I owe you an apology. I wasn't really familiar with your game." And that was me watching Sonny Styles at the NFL Draft Combine, because I know a lot of the attention has been on his teammate at Ohio State, Arvel Reese. But Sonny Styles crushed the NFL Draft Combine. What do you make of his pro prospects?
Love it. I think he's as close to a can't miss as there is at the top of this draft. I mean, he's a tall guy. He's 6'5", about 242 or 3 pounds. He runs like a wide receiver. I mean, at 243, he ran, what was it, a 4.46, something
yes,
like that?
Yes, 4.46.
And he's a former safety. And so he's got safety instincts and safety skills playing at linebacker. And you see this happen a lot with position switches on defense, where a decent speed corner becomes a fast safety. A decent speed safety becomes a fast linebacker, right? A decent speed outside linebacker becomes a fast defensive end. Well, with Sonny Styles, he's a safety that had really good speed and then moved to linebacker and had a whole bunch of biscuits at pregame meal to bulk himself up. He's the kind of a guy that can run and hit, who can run and cover in this offense very much like Fred Warner. Keep in mind that Robert Saleh was the coach of essentially Fred Warner at the 49ers when he came into the league, and it was Robert Saleh who identified what he could do best in that system in San Francisco and set him on the path to where he is now, which is a future Hall of Famer. And the difference between Stiles and Fred Warner is that Stiles actually hits harder. He brings more lumber than Fred Warner. And so he's the kind of a guy that, because of his traits, I think is going to be really, really, really good. He could also get to the edge or play in the middle, wherever they want to put him. But he is a little raw at the position of the middle linebacker. He'll need some work on his instincts, but that's okay because he will develop those, I believe. I think he's a fantastic prospect for the Titans.
Now, Trevor, think speaking of fantastic prospects for the Titans, Jeremiah Love, obviously, before the combine, he was, you know, a lot of people had him as their number one guy. After the combine, I'm pretty sure more people have him on that list. When you have a guy like that, can you, because I think he's probably one of the guys that has the least amount of question marks, if any. Because when you talk about your three pass rushers, even Stiles, there's a question about each one of those guys. I don't see that question about Jeremiah Love. So is he a guy that, because of the film, because of what he did at the combine, is he a top five guy?
I absolutely think so, Derek. He is, you know, people talk about the running backs that were taken high that have had great success. Guys like Saquon Barkley. You know, you look at, the guy in San Francisco now.
Christian McCaffrey.
That guy. You know, would you take those guys knowing what you know now at number four? And of course you would. Reggie Bush to me is the same kind of thing because of the versatility of Jeremiah Love. He can do everything at running back. You can move him out to receiver. You can do anything with him to create mismatches all over the field, not just horizontally, but vertically as well because of his speed. He ran like a 4.36 at the combine at about 212 pounds, which is fantastic. He wasn't the fastest running back, by the way, but he's the very best by far running back, in my opinion. So I agree with you there. And it's interesting to see what the Titans are linked to in free agency, in terms of whether or not they might grab the running back at number four, because pass rush is a massive need, but they traded for Jermaine Johnson, mm-hmm. who from the Jets, who in 23 went to the Pro Bowl. In 24, he tore his Achilles, and at 25, it still lingered. But if they believe his Achilles is fine, and he's an explosive edge rusher that I think, you know, they got for a bit of a bargain, considering that they traded him for Tavondre Sweat, and they don't think Sweat's a very good fit for their scheme going forward. So they addressed pass rusher there. And then they're also linked in free agency to John Franklin Myers, who is more of an interior guy, but he's a pressuring machine. He gets plenty of sacks inside, but he also pressures the quarterback fantastically and drives him into the arms of edge rushers when he rushes from inside. Scheme versatile. He can play over the guard. He can play out over the tackle. But there's another guy who would improve the pass rush that they're linked to in free agency. And then they've got Femi Oladejo. Last year's second-round pick at linebacker and edge. And now they're saying, look, we're not going to ask you to go forward after the passer or go backwards in coverage. Well, you're not going to learn all that stuff. Now you're going to become a caveman, Femi. You're going to put your hand in the dirt, and you're going to go blasting forward, and you're going to go get that quarterback. It remains to be seen how good he can be, but I think that gives him a chance to really maximize his skill set in the NFL. So they've addressed edge rusher and pass rusher from what they've already got and the potential of signing guys like John Franklin Myers, and that would mean they wouldn't be quite so desperate to draft the pass rusher at number four, right? Especially one with short arms, right? Which opens the door to go get one of the most elite, if not the most elite, playmaker in the entire draft, which is your guy, Derek, running back Jeremiah Love out of Notre Dame. And if they took him, I think the first person whose smile would be so big his face would hurt would be quarterback Cam Ward for all the different things he'd be able to play with this new toy.
Now, quickly, before I pass it over to Willie, Trevor, it seems like these offensive linemen and defensive linemen are getting more agile, more athletic, a lot faster, specifically with the offensive line, because that's your forte. Why doesn't sometimes that stuff doesn't or isn't translating once they get to the NFL?
In the NFL, depending on how far away from the ball you are, mm-hmm. being very athletic is mildly interesting if you don't have the strength to drop anchor against a bull rush, if you don't have the power and the leverage to get under a defender, lift him up, and drive him out of there. If you're athletic, that's great. But if you don't have that power and that leverage, your athleticism will get tossed around like a rag doll. So I think that's where you have the problem. Now, the opposite problem occurs on the other side of that equation at the far edge of the envelope, which is if you're super powerful and if you can drop anchor against a bull rusher and drive somebody out of there on the run, but if you're not athletic enough to stay in front of a pass rusher when he moves from side to side, you got a problem too. And that's where you get guys that are kind of hybrids that tend to have the most success.
Trevor, before we let you go, the Titans made a move last week. They made multiple moves last week, but one of the moves they made last week was releasing Lloyd Cushenberry. So the Titans are in need of a center. The big name out there, both literally and figuratively, is Tyler Linderbaum of the Baltimore Ravens. But outside of Linderbaum, who are the available centers who could provide Cam Ward with some stability at that position next season?
Well, one of them was just released by the Commanders, Tyler Biotish. He very good as a run blocker. His pass protection kind of fell off a little bit last year. And so, you know, he would be a guy that would have a, I think, a good price point. I think he would upgrade the position based on what it is now, they've released Cushenberry. But he's a guy I think that would be a relative bargain. Linderbaum is clearly the best, but he will also be clearly the most expensive. One guy to look for is Connor McGovern from the Buffalo Bills. He didn't give up a sack last year, I don't think, for Buffalo, and he's very good. And he'll still be expensive, but he won't be as expensive as Linderbaum. So for me, the idea would be either Biotish as a guy that could come in and give you steady play, or a guy like McGovern that would be a good cost-benefit combination that would be a younger guy. You know, he's still in his 20s. He's like 28, I think, right now. And that's the kind of guy I think they would be looking for. They do have cap space. They could bring in Linderbaum, but Linderbaum's going to be the guy that gets the big bidding war at the top of the market for that position.
Trevor Matich has been our guest on D. Mays, Ving, and Adonik. He joins us every Tuesday and is brought to you by Houston Clinic Orthopedics, when experience matters. Trevor, great stuff as always. We'll catch up next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Dan.
615-737-1025. We'll take your thoughts on Trevor Madge's thoughts, and we will wrap up the show. Coming up next, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Ving, 1025 The Game.